Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Well, hi there, Justin.
Hello, Diana. It's Tuesday.
Yes, and on Tuesday, we get to talk about tech stuff.
Well, we talk about tech stuff all the time.
It's true, but it's specifically Tech Tuesday.
That's
on
right.
Tuesday.
We're going to talk about battery backups.
Oh,
this is something I didn't know anything about until I got involved in the tech company. A battery backup is one of those cool things that will protect your equipment if the power goes out.
That sounds like a great idea, especially as we look at these summer storms that we've got going.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, this comes up because always after a storm, and we had a pretty big storms roll through the Midwest last week, and one of our very large clients actually went through a surge, went through their building during a storm, and it fried several pieces of very expensive equipment. And the benefit of the battery backup is if the power goes out, you can safely shut down your computer and nothing will get hurt.
Nice.
Yeah, so battery backups are definitely an important thing, and they had a lot of battery backups. Just not everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, battery backups are one of those things I believe in these days. You know, probably back in the day, I used to be, let's put it this way, cost conscious, you know, and I was cheap. It's true. And, you know, I never wanted to do anything like that. I was like,
yeah.
I don't, you know.
Well, you didn't want to jump on the bandwagon, just any old newfangled thing.
Well, right. Well, we would put things on surge protectors and stuff like that. But this battery backup thing is really great because the power can go out and, you know, and that's great, especially like here at a radio station, you know, everything will stay on the air.
Right.
Unless something really terrible happens, which does happen at radio stations sometimes in storms. But, you know, yeah, battery backups will keep everything running and keep the computers, keep all the programming going and all of that. So,
yeah, so it does seem to be really beneficial for some businesses. But, you know, at your home, it's very important, too. You might have important files that you're trying to maintain and
yeah,
programs.
I don't have one at home. David's tried to convince me for a long time to put one on my desktop at home, but I never did.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably will now.
Yeah, certain equipment you might have going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say you are at home and having some healthcare equipment at home.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be important too.
So, you know, the price range on these battery backups is anywhere from $60 to several hundred, depending on how fancy they are. I mean, how many bells and whistles you get. So, you know, it's one of those things. You probably can't really walk into Walmart and say, I need a battery backup.
Right, It would probably be wise to, you know, talk to an IT person, call one of your local technology providers, and just talk to them about what you have, what you're wanting to protect, you know, what your home setup is like or your business setup. And it might even require that they come and take a look at your place of business or your home.
Right, exactly. You know, and, you know, it's basically about being prepared.
Yes.
You know, and you should always be prepared. And with the storms we have in the Midwest, it never hurts to be prepared in all ways. So, yeah, take a look at this this idea of battery backups. And, you know, if the power goes out, your equipment will be safe, and that's good. And surge protectors are always good, too. We do that. So just take a look at those things, and you might want to invest in that.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.